Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Tracks to Relax. Welcome to Good Days and Bad Days. This guided sleep meditation is designed to help you relax and fall asleep at bedtime. Therefore, never listen to this guided meditation while driving or doing anything else that requires your attention. To begin, please make sure you're in a place where you can get nice and comfortable and enjoy a nice, deep, and restorative sleep. And when you're ready to close your eyes, please do so. As you take a nice, deep breath in and begin to exhale any tension that's built up within you. With each and every breath you take. That's right, breathing in and out at your own time and pace. And as you continue to breathe in and out, imagine that you are exhaling tension and stress, and inhaling calmness and relaxation. That's right. Exhaling tension and inhaling soothing, calm relaxation. And I know that you're going to continue to relax more and more deeply with each breath you take as we begin to talk about something. And the subject that we're going to discuss is known as submodalities. Now, you may have heard of submodalities before, or they may be new to you. But I want you to know that the exercise that we're about to do together can be used in many aspects of your life. And you can literally edit or change the way you feel about things using this powerful technique. Now, before we explain submodalities, we need to explain modalities. And that what we are talking about here is sensory modalities. Senses like seeing, hearing, and feeling. And included in feelings are also taste and smell. Each of these senses is a modality. So a submodality is all the different aspects of these senses. For example, when we talk about seeing, we can talk about color versus black and white, or light versus dark. even the direction of light or an intensity of color. We can even talk about sharpness and blurriness of an image, and whether it's in your peripheral vision or right in front of you, near or far away. When it comes to hearing, submodalities may include volume, pitch, tone, or even the direction of a sound. And of course, feelings can include warmth and coolness, a gentle caress, the feeling of sand between your toes, or the feelings of happiness and euphoria, along with the smells of the things you love to smell, and the tastes of the things you love to taste. So using this information, you may wish to think about something less than positive that happened today. Pick any downer of the day and bring it into focus as you think about it now. Notice everything that you could see, everything that you could feel, and everything that you could hear at that moment. And now, as you picture that image in your mind, imagine that you can begin to push it away, farther and farther into the distance, making that image smaller and smaller. Keep pushing it far, far away until it seems like it's way out there on the horizon, far, far away from you. Imagine that it's so tiny and small that you can no longer see the details. Imagine it's becoming more and more blurry, and any colors that were in that image begin to fade to gray as well. Now imagine the sounds that you could hear at that time that was a downer today. And imagine that in front of you is an audio panel with all kinds of buttons and sliders. And as you focus on those sounds, notice that when you press these buttons or slide the sliders up and down, the sounds change too. Perhaps someone that sounded stern and angry changes into a voice like Donald Duck or Bart Simpson. Or maybe some other voice that's amusing. Imagine the person you're interacting with speaking in that voice, and imagine that whatever they say is much more amusing. Perhaps they even take on the mannerisms of the character you're thinking of. As you imagine, their voice comes from a different direction, or is lower or higher in pitch as well. Or maybe they are talking in slow motion, or really, really fast, like when you play a record way too fast. And now, imagine how you felt at that time today. And if you felt small, imagine yourself growing taller and towering over those around you. Modify the way you felt to something you'd rather feel. If you felt cold, perhaps you can change it to feeling warm. If you felt small, make yourself big. Imagine yourself so large that you could simply step on anyone or anything that makes you feel bad. You are awesome, and you create your own reality. You are invincible. How would you feel if you were truly invincible and unstoppable, and able to do anything your heart desires? What if you were in total control of how you see things, how you feel things, and how things sound? Because you are, and the meaning you give any event in your life is completely up to you. You can choose to be a victim, or you can choose to be invincible. Nobody can take that choice from you. It's something that's deep within you, and something that you have complete and total control over. To decide what meaning you give things that happen to you, you can choose to think of losing a job as meaning that you will now find the job you truly deserve. A job where they appreciate you and your abilities. Or you can choose to feel helpless and unemployed. You can choose to give the meaning to an end of a relationship to mean you are not worthy of love. Or you can choose the meaning to be that you are now available for that person who will appreciate and love you more than you can ever imagine. It's up to you. Now, let's focus on the positive things that happened today. So go through your day in your mind and pick one positive thing that happened today. And take your time. Perhaps it was something small, or perhaps this day included something more significant that was positive. And as you think of that positive thing that happened today, visualize it. Imagine it, or simply become aware of an image of that moment in your mind. Now, make that image bigger. Make that image brighter. And allow allow the colors in that image to intensify as you bring it closer, so that it's a big picture right in front of you. Imagine that that picture is becoming more and more detailed and clear. Notice as you visualize that picture how you felt at that time. And allow those feelings to grow in intensity. Allow the sounds at that time to increase in volume and resonate with you. Allow the entire positive experience to be front and center, where you can enjoy it once again. I mean really enjoy it. As you hold that image there, just as long as you wish, keeping it front and center. As you begin to relax more and more now, as we count down from 5 to 1 and review what we've learned, because you can push negative experiences further away or even put them behind you, where they're out of sight and you can't focus on them anymore. And you can allow the sounds and feelings associated with those negative experiences to change or simply fade away. And you can allow those positive experiences to present themselves front and center, vivid and clear, with sounds that are positive and crisp. And you can allow all those positive feelings to wash over you and through you, allowing yourself to feel good. When we think about things and modify the submodalities, we have the ability to modify our memories, our past experiences, to make the good stuff better and the bad stuff fade away. Our memories and experiences are stored using our modalities of what we hear, see, and feel during any experience. And modifying the submodalities can modify or change that memory, making the negative memories less impactful and the positive stuff more impactful and accessible. So you can use this technique and play with it anytime you want to focus on feeling good and reduce the impact of the stuff that makes us feel bad. And now I'm wondering if you can imagine, visualize, or simply become aware of a chalkboard or whiteboard somewhere in your vicinity. Perhaps it's in front of you, above you, or in another location where you can observe it easily and effortlessly. And as you continue to imagine that board, I'm wondering if you can notice in which part of that board the number 5 has been written. Perhaps it's in the center, or maybe the lower right corner. Some people discover that that number is in the top left corner, while other people notice it's written in a different location, or even on a slant, or repeated all over the board. And it really doesn't matter where it appears, because as soon as you visualize that number 5 in that place or places, you can relax even more deeply as you allow it to come into focus in a way that works for you. That's right. Notice in which style the number is written. Notice the color that the image has been written in, and just how large it is written on the board. And as you continue to imagine that image, I'm wondering just how much more deeply you'll relax when that number 5 begins to change. Counting you down to a deeper and deeper level of comfort and relaxation. And in a moment, the number 5 will begin to fade away, if it hasn't already, as if it's being magically erased from the board. And you imagine that you close your eyes for a moment and continue to relax. And when you open them again, now, you find that in place of the number 5 is the number 4. And as you observe the number 4, you notice what color it has been written in and its position on the board. You may even notice that you're relaxing much, much more than you were before we began this wonderful sleep meditation. And I'm wondering if you're wondering just how deeply relaxed you can go now that you know that soon this number will begin to fade away. But for now, just continue to observe that number 4 as you breathe in relaxation and exhale any tension within you. And imagine yourself now closing your eyes and visualizing the number 4 fading away, and being replaced by the number 3. And as you imagine that you open your eyes, you become instantly aware that the number 4 has indeed been replaced with the number 3. And you may even become aware that you feel 3 times calmer and more serene. And perhaps you're even becoming more relaxed than you've ever been before, as you continue to just go deeper and give yourself permission to enjoy this deep, deep level of relaxation that you deserve. As you imagine yourself closing your eyes once again and beginning to anticipate at some level that the number 3 is going to change to something else, and change is easy when you're relaxed and resourceful. And now you imagine yourself opening your eyes and looking at the board again. And as you see the number on the board, you go 2 times deeper. That's right. 2 times more relaxed. As you notice how the number 2 is written on that board. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you once again to imagine that you close your eyes, hiding the board from view. And you know that the moment you do, the number 2 will fade away and be replaced with the very next number in the countdown sequence. And the moment you become aware of that number in front of you and take your next breath in and exhale, just feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into that surface that's supporting your body, as you imagine yourself opening your eyes to discover the one you've been waiting for. Because you are the one. who's always in control of what things mean to you and just how deeply relaxed you can go each time you listen, and how quickly you can drift off to sleep each time you listen to one of these guided meditations. And as you observe the number one and its position on the board, and the color it's written in, you can also begin to imagine yourself drifting off into a deep and wonderful sleep at your own time and pace. That's right. Sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep.